folks, welcome to yet another episode from the TGV Global Speaker Series. And our guest for today is Svedin GT. And she's from UK, but joining us from Armenia. Svedin GT, also known as Sve, is an unstoppable force, a visionary catalyst in the world of creative entrepreneurship, touching the lives of over 100,000 individuals to date with her prowess. Sve is not just an entrepreneur, she is the embodiment of a soul-centered revolution. As an intuitive vision and brand architect, a fearless multi-potentialite entrepreneur and a trailblazing visionary, Sve's mission transcends the ordinary. Sve's approach is a symphony of energy, strategy, and change, a force of nature aimed at awakening the extraordinary power within you. At its core, her mission is to empower soulful, multi-passionates to not merely exist, but to thrive, to radiate their inner brilliance while charting a course to financial abundance and unrestrained freedom. Sounds exciting, isn't it? So as we prepare to delve into our conversation on the topic at hand, building a multipotent identity for a successful entrepreneurship, here's an exciting twist. Let us tickle her brain first. So Sve, get ready for a rapid fire round of random words. I'll mention a few and I would love to hear the first thing that comes to your mind in response without thinking much. Are you ready for it?
I'm so ready. Let's do this.
Curiosity.
Curiosity. Adventure.
Invention.
New.
Future.
Creative.
Book.
Read.
Movie.
Watch.
I was able to. I guessed it. And food. Not just eating. Okay. I want something else. Food.
Heart.
Brand.
Personality.
Creativity.
Innovation.
Success.
Truth.
And the final one is universe.
Liberation.
Awesome. Sve, thank you so much for participating in the first rapid fire round so sportively, and I appreciate it. And at the same time, please stay tuned for one more round towards the end of the episode. And folks, welcome to the Guiding Voice podcast series, where we embark on transformative conversations for a better future. I'm your host, Naveen Samala, dedicated to making the world a better place through valuable discussions that add value not only to your life, but also to your career. And thank you so much for tuning in. Sve, hearty welcome to the Guiding Voice, and excited to have this conversation with you today. Your background is awesome and your hat also looks good on you. How are you today?
Thank you. I just want to say you are so full of energy, Naveen. Like, it is already such a beautiful environment that you've created. I am just super excited to see where the conversation goes. So I am feeling you. You're feeling me. Let's do this. We're vibing.
Yeah. So let's fire it up. And here comes my first question. Let's begin with your success mantra. So please share with us the top three things that I've attributed to your success so far.
Oh, wow. I love this question. It always changes. But let me start with my first mantra is embrace the chaos and you become unstoppable. I've always thrived on that. Evolution is liberation. That's my second one. Third, this is going to be a tad bit of a choosy bit. I think success is our birthright. So that would be my third mantra. These are the three, I would say, cornerstones of my life that really gets me going and propelling me towards different variances of what it means to be successful.
Superb. These are aspirational and inspiring at the same time. I love all the three success mantra. So now let's start getting into our conversation, and we'll begin with your journey in terms of what inspired you to explore the concept of leveling up from being an entrepreneur to becoming a visionary. So your first answer itself, right? It was a kind of made me bold. I loved it.
Yeah, I feel personally that when it comes to my journey, it's never been linear like anybody else's, but I think what has been unique that has allowed me to kind of transform and evolve continuously, not just, you know, an A to B section, but a continuous evolution, is to really understand that entrepreneurship is kind of my second nature. I am a creative at heart, and I'm always creating things. I'm always going on adventures. I'm always doing something. I've got 6 different businesses, and hopefully someday that will increase and expand furthermore. But to me, as someone who views myself and really serves visionaries, I feel there is a difference between what it means to be an entrepreneur and what it means to be a visionary. And the day it clicked for me that, oh, so this is entrepreneurship and this is a visionary, mm-hmm. I could see that bridge. I could see the bridge between that I have to cross from being just an entrepreneur to being a visionary. And I think at the heart of the concept, what it means and what it has meant in my journey to be a visionary is to really be devoted and dedicated to impact, to creating evolutionary personal impact and evolutionary impact on a global and collective space. So that has been the core of my journey.
Super fascinating. Now let's take a step back and understand the core principles that differentiate a visionary from an entrepreneur in today's world. How is visionary mm-hmm. different from entrepreneur, in your opinion?
Okay. Yeah. So first, I think I touched a little bit on this previously, which is the impact. Yeah. As an entrepreneur, you are creating a level of impact through the ventures you do. But as a visionary, the impact that you're creating, it's selfish and selfless. Whereas as an entrepreneur, the impact that you're creating, it doesn't really have multiple dimensions. But as a visionary, your impact that you're creating has multiple dimensions on a personal level, on a collective level. And it really understands when you take on the role of a visionary, you're almost taking on the role of this selfless leader. And to be a selfless leader, you need to be fully embodied as a person who understands that, hey, I have a responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that responsibility, that awareness that comes through is only possible when you recognize that, hey, if I am fully devoted to my journey, I can be devoted to someone else's journey. Like they say, if your cup is not full, you won't be able to pour into someone else's. So I think that's the biggest difference between being an entrepreneur and being a visionary. As an entrepreneur, we get into ventures, we create impact, but there is not much that allows the foundations to fully settle in, mm-hmm. for there to be a collective expansion towards that kind of space where someone can say, like, yeah, I feel free. I feel liberated. I feel like choosing me every day. I think that's the main difference.
Got it. It is very clear. Now let's talk about the concept of this multipotent identity. So how do you define this? And why do you think it is crucial for becoming an iconic creative entrepreneur?
Oh, I love this question. I honestly want to go to the first thing that comes to mind is the word purpose. We live in a time and space right now where words just become buzzwords. And when words become just surface level, there's almost this lack of understanding behind what the word means. And one of those words is purpose. Now, I have a huge beef with the word purpose and the way society portrays it. Because for ages, we have been told and conditioned that purpose is a singular concept. It has one path, it looks one way, it's a one size fits all. But the truth that gets evaded when we talk about purpose is how purpose is really a multi-purpose, is multifunctional. Purpose is not singular. Purpose is ever evolving. So given the fact that we live from a more human-centric perspective instead of a structure or system-centric perspective, being when we are walking this path as humans, we have naturally an evolutionary perspective of being multi-purpose. When we recognize that we have multi-purpose, we began understanding that our potential is not connected to one thing or one specific way of life or one specific way of thinking or belief XYZ. And when we recognize that, we began seeing like, wow, we are more than just the labels. We're more than just I do this, I am this. We're more than the multiple different things that we kind of carry on as mm-hmm. our baggage throughout life. And when we recognize that, that's when the wake up moment happens. That's when we realize that we have a multipotent identity. Basically, what it means to have a multipotent identity is someone who recognizes that they're ever evolving. They don't have a stationary way of living life. And when they recognize that, they're able to apply the knowledge and channel that intuitive nature, their creativity, from a pure space without being filtered through the conditions and narrative of society. And I think that's what makes someone an iconic creative visionary, an iconic mm-hmm. creative entrepreneur. That mm-hmm. makes this beautiful playground for them to come in and just share their magic without feeling constrained by societal bounds. So yeah, that would be my two cents on that.
They're just always thriving, not satisfied with what they achieve, and they want to do more, be more, if I understood
exactly.
it right.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. They understand that they're limitless.
Yeah. Superb. Now, can you share some practical tips for individuals trying to embrace their multipotent identity and leverage it in their entrepreneurial journey?
Absolutely. The first place that I would love to start is recognizing that you are, your whole journey is about you, and to focus on understanding what does it mean to make it about me instead of XYZ. We have to understand the concept of the starving artist. The concept of the starving artist states that art is not worth it. That's what society says, art is not worth it. And when we do take the courage and create art, then society says, okay, now you created art. Now we will tell you if the art is worth it. Mm-hmm. So first they say art is not worth it. So they try to mm-hmm. deter you from the path. Then when you become courageous and create art, they're like, no, we will decide the worth of your art. This is the starving artist image. This is the starving artist concept that society ingrains us, which is why innovation, creativity become lost as we keep going forth in our life. And when this happens, the first thing that starts to get lost is that we forget that we are worth it, whether we do something or not. Even when we're doing nothing, just us being present, alive, breathing, that's our value. That's it. Everything else is bonus material. Everything else is that cherry on top. When we recognize that, that's the first game-changing perspective to really create and be an entrepreneur from a perspective of impactful power. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. When you can come to that understanding, step number two would be understanding what is your golden thing. I speak to a lot of people when they're in their entrepreneurial journey and they're trying to be a visionary. That means being a thought leader, being this innovator in their field or in multiple industries as a multi-potentialite. One thing that we see is that they get lost in, how do I market myself? How do I share about what I do? How do I do XYZ? I have a million different ideas, but I don't know how to get it out into the world that focuses on niching down. And that's where I bring the next concept of, are we really living in a world of niching down? I mean, look around our houses today. Not one single thing is of singular purpose. Yeah. Almost everything in our household today, from our phones to our laptops to the gadgets that we use, the toilets that we use, the places that we go, the cars that we use, they're all multi-purpose.
Yeah.
So while, you know, the outer perspective seems like, oh, we're in a niche down world, the truth is we are in a very niche wide world. The sooner we recognize that, the sooner we can comprehend that it's about how can you focus on the value that you're putting forth instead of what you do. Separating these two allows us to create a game plan on how can we show up successfully as multi-potentialites. So that's the second one. Third, once you've recognized all of that, mm-hmm. find out what is your golden theme. So your golden theme is what creates the foundation of your brand. What is the golden theme? The golden theme is the thread, the multiple different threads between all your different things that you do and the message behind them. For example, I have a creative agency. I also have a digital magazine. I also have a DJ career. All of them have different values that they represent. right? And for each of them, while those values may look different, at the end of the day, they all connect. They create this very harmonic, unique formula that is unique to me as Sway. That is my golden thing. So once you've recognized all of that, you've done the deep work, you figure out the differences and said F you to society, this is the main shtick, finding your golden thing. So I would say those are the three ways to get started on this path.
Yeah. It made me think through my own journey. Like, even I am a multipotent missionary, if I may call it, of course, in the making. I do a lot of stuff, and if I cannot disclose it in the public forum, but I can see that all of them are culminating into one main purpose of impacting people's lives and careers in some way or the other. So that is the main theme around which all these things are centering. So very well explained. And I wish I could have this kind of a conversation about 3 years ago when I initially started this podcasting journey. So I'm loving so much.
It's never too late. It's never too late. The fact that you're having reflections right now just shows that you're just leveling up and evolving. So congratulations to you.
Thank you. And as you said, right, things are going to happen at the right time. So we are destined to have this conversation today as of so-and-so date in the month of November 2023. And let's move forward and shift gaze, talk about the niche universe concept. Okay, so please elaborate on the niche universe concept for the multi-potentialites and how it redefines the traditional niche down approach.
Yes, so I shared a little bit about how we don't live in a niche down world. We actually live in a niche wide world. So when we speak, when we speak of the niche wide world, the breakthrough idea that I came up with about a decade ago when I started my entrepreneurial journey was a niche universe. So what is a niche universe? A niche universe for a multi-potentialite who has multiple different interests, or they view one interest from multiple different ways, is creating this universe where their multiple different interests can meet at one point. And this is what I call this optimum boiling point. This optimum boiling point has one face, but this one face has multiple different colors. So in practical terms, let's just take marketing, right? What happens in a niche universe world, someone with a niche universe brand, they approach marketing with multiple iterations. It's one messaging, but with multiple iterations. Whereas when you're in a niche down world, you are marketing from one specific approach with zero other iterations. Mm-hmm. It's too focused, too concentrated, and it leaves very little room for creative expression, for thought leadership. And thought leadership and creative expression are two very integral things when someone who's an entrepreneur who wants to create larger impact as a visionary. The niche down perspective only works for businesses. And this is where a lot of my clients and a lot of people that I work with, when I speak on stages, one of the things that they get confused about is, oh, so a business is not the same. It's not the same thing to be a business owner as an entrepreneur. No, they are two very different things. They focus and have tactics and their business, the way the model is of the brand and the business flow, the operations are completely different. An entrepreneur is making long-term impact. Mm-hmm. A business owner is in it for short-term. So there's a huge difference between sustainability. So when we talk about the niche universe automatically creates room for sustainability. Whereas in a niche down world, yeah, not so much, because there's not much room to think about sustainability when you're looking at it from one perspective. So in the niche wide world, in the niche universe, there is so much room to adapt. That's the main core for multi-potentialites. Now, in 5 years down the line, 6 years down the line, or even, you know, in the next 2 months, the world can change. And as a multi-potentialite, I can adapt to it.
Yeah,
because I am so used to exercising my innovative and my creative, you know, flow, I'll be able to adapt to it. But people who are functioning from the niche down perspective, they don't have that accessibility.
Yeah.
Right. And when they don't have that accessibility, it becomes an exclusive thing. And when it becomes exclusive, that's where we have less diversification. That's where we have, you know, things such as, I don't like saying this, but things such as, you know, I give up on this path. I don't want to do this anymore. Even though they started it with the hopes of, you know, I want to do something. It started from a place of heart and it soon fizzles out. So I think my point is that with the niche universe, you have the opportunity to not just create diversity in your world and adaptability in your world and actually thrive for years and years and years in a sustainable way, but you're able to do this for the people who also enter your world. So yeah, that's the difference.
Super, mind-blowing. And now I would like to hear from you a success story or a case study of someone who transformed their brand using your approach and achieved remarkable financial results.
Yes. Oh, I love this. So one person that comes to my mind right away is Mike. Mike Simon was someone that I worked with early last year, 2021. We worked in 2021. When he first came to me, he was just a men's coach. He had a men's toolkit, a men's toolbox subscription model, and he was quite frustrated because he was doing a daytime job. He had a family to take care of, but he had this perspective of, I can do more. And I think people usually start at this point. They're doing the mundane, they're doing the usual, and then one day they're like, yeah, I can't take it anymore. I feel like I can do more. And that's when they want to take action. And this is where I came in. So he came across me on social media. We connected and we just jived because there was so much creative expression happening. So when we got into our first session, the very first thing we discovered was that he no longer identified with what he was doing. Mm-hmm. And that wasn't a problem. But traditional marketing, traditional business building, traditional brand building said, no, 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 there's profitability here. Do this. But he didn't want to make profit and impact just based on what works. He wanted to figure his way out and create something that felt meaningful to him. So we started looking at what was the missing ingredient. Because oftentimes when people come into my world, they know what they want to do. They know. I believe that I'm not here to heal. I'm not here to fix. I'm not even here to do more than just be a friend, listen, and be a guide to help you rediscover what you need to rediscover. So as we were having conversations, it became very, very clear that he wanted to channel his creativity. Mm-hmm. He had a background as a creative dancer. He just had so much heart that he wanted to share that heart into his work. And we began seeing the shifts. We began seeing how as a man, and I'm sure a lot of men who are tuning in will be able to relate to this. But as a man, the reason why he started to be a men's coach was because he felt that there were so many issues as men that were always, you know, shoved under the rug. It's always about women. It's always about women. And that's amazing. You know, women empowerment, I'm all here for it. But yes, there's not enough support system for men who are providing, who are taking care, who are being the foundational pillars of society, especially those men who are trying to break away from generational, you know, trauma, generational cycles. And he was one of them. And so he started this path on that road. And as he was doing this, he recognized that if he wanted to make real change that impacted and changed the narrative in society towards men, he also needed to work with more than just men. He needed to work with the collective. He needed to work with women. He needed to help people really identify and understand themselves. So we went through a series of activation sessions, a series of breakthrough sessions, and really refining what was his vision. So this is one of my pillars. I love doing vision exploration. Vision explorations show me when I'm working with a client, what is the hidden reality that they want to be a part of as they're creating the world around them. And with Mike, it was very clear. He wanted people to feel close to themselves. He wanted people to feel like they knew themselves and be able to connect with themselves easily, because that was something that was lacking from the get-go with him. So it was always the reflection of the visionary. As we started to do that, we started to craft his brand, really get clear on his messaging in terms of what is his brand's goal and thing? What is his niche universe? How can he create offerings and products that allow him to maximize this impact? So as we continued onto the journey, we worked in multiple different capacities, by the end of which he was able to shed those labels that he came in with. He embraced somatic healing. He embraced his intuition. He embraced being a creative. And today he is a creative entrepreneur who is really making change from the perspective of being a heart-centered human. He is really impacting more than he did before. And I think more than this being a success story of how I did it, I think it's more kudos to him for really following his vision.
Good one.
So yeah.
Excellent. I loved it. And I think you have given more power, or you have unleashed the power of Mike. So Mike, kudos to you, and congratulations to you as well, Sway. And this has been fabulous conversation. It's now for a time for us to add some spice and some more excitement to the episode. So get ready for the second rapid fire round. I'm going to kick off the set of intriguing questions. So here comes the first bullet. If you could have one gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would it say?
Oh, that's easy. Embrace the chaos and everything else will fall in place. You'll become unstoppable.
Superb. And what is one thing you are really bad at that you wish you were good or better at?
Ooh, this is a double-edged sword. I am highly impatient and I'm highly impulsive, but at the same time, when it depends on the situation, and I become very patient and I become very understanding and I can stop my impulses. So it's like a, you know, switch. Switches on, switches off. So I think that's my negative point.
Interesting. And can you describe yourself in just one word?
That's going to be so hard. Oh, gosh. I would say adventurous.
Adventurous. And what is one favorite thing about living in the current exciting times, the 21st century?
Ooh, evolution, personal evolution.
Yeah. And if you could have any superpower, what would it be and why?
I have a lot of superpowers, so I don't know if this question is fitting, but I would say being able to communicate with animals. Why? Because I feel animals are the most purest creatures there are after babies on this planet at the moment.
I loved it. And here comes the last bullet. What is one electronic gadget or a fantasy gadget that you like to see or invent yourself?
There are so many, Naveen. Oh, this is a hard one. I would say I would love to invent a ship that flies, but it's not really a plane. It's a ship. And it has the ability to be on land, underwater, in air, and also go into space. Sort of like a multifunctional ship, if that makes sense. Yeah.
Oh my god. That's
I don't know why. I just think that's my fantastical gadget that I would want.
Indeed, I think it's a lovely thing to cherish for and to wish to see it in reality. Good one. And let's flip back to the mainstream Sway. Before we wrap up, if you could offer one piece of transformative advice to our audience, something they could implement right after tuning to this episode, what would it be?
Oh, take the time after listening to this entire episode to sit with yourself and ask yourself, is this it? Really, take a moment and reflect, is this it? And if the answer is no, this is not it, it's time to dig deep and ask yourself two questions. What is the reality I want to be part of? And what is the impact I want to create? And these two answers, take your time writing them down, visualizing it, feeling it. And once you're able to come up with these two answers, you will see that you have created this mini universe of possibility, endless possibility. Take one small step one small step that feels reasonable to you today to reach one step closer to that universe. That would be my one piece of advice.
I loved it. I mean it. In fact, this is one of the super practical tip that you have given. And by answering these two questions, I think they will get a lot of clarity, right? So guys, remember, just two questions. What is the reality that you want to be part of and what impact you want to create? And before that, is this it, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome, Shwe. And I enjoyed this conversation. And as I said, I wish I could have had this kind of conversation a few years ago, but destiny makes it and it happened today. And I really appreciate all the amazing insights. And how is your experience being hosted on the Guiding Voice platform?
First of all, thank you so much for having me here. I loved being a part of this space. I think you created such a beautiful experience within the way you asked the questions, within the way you were attentive to my answers, that it felt almost like I was speaking to a friend. In, you know, like we're in a cafe, we're just having coffee and you're just listening. And I think that's a beautiful quality to have. So my experience has been absolutely amazing. I cannot thank you enough for creating such a wonderful experience.
Thank you so much. And definitely, I want you to come back and as a repeat guest and share amazing insights. Let's do a few more sessions today. And thank you once again for being part of our journey in shaping the careers and lives of millions across the globe. I appreciate you taking time for joining me today. And
thank you.
See you in the future episodes. So friends, that was our episode with Shwe GT. And before we jump into the fun trivia section, we have a quick request for you. If you haven't already subscribed to the Guiding Voice podcast, please subscribe to us from wherever you have tuned in, because subscribing keeps you updated on new episodes. And also, if you have enjoyed the conversation just like I did, please share with at least three of your friends or colleagues who would also like the Guiding Voice. So spread the knowledge and help others grow just like you. Now let's hop into the trivia segment of today's episode. And today we had amazing conversation about being a visionary, multi-potentialite identity, and also how to build brand. I would give you a few more facts that are going to complement the brand strategy. First one is about sensory branding. Beyond visuals and logos, brands can strategically engage other senses to create a more profound connection with consumers. This includes sound, scent, touch, and taste to reinforce brand identity. For example, some hotels use signature scents in their lobbies to evoke specific emotions and associations. And second one is about sub-branding versus endorsed branding. Brand strategies can involve sub-branding where a new product or service is introduced under a parent brand. For example, Google sub-brand is YouTube, and alternatively, brands can use endorsed branding where a separate brand is linked to the parent brand but maintains its distinct identity. Example is Nestle's KitKat with the Nestle endorsement. And third is about reverse positioning. While traditional brand strategies aim to build brand's positive image, reverse positioning involves deliberative challenging or subverting the industry norms and customer expectations. Brands employing reverse positioning aim to stand out by being unconventional and disruptive, which can be effective in crowded markets. So that's it from my side with regard to the depth and diversity of brand strategies. In case if you have any other creative or unconventional approaches that you have found various brands using them to connect with their audience, please have them come through. You can comment if you are watching it on YouTube, or you can comment on social media wherever you have found this episode. And folks, that's it for today's episode. So thank you so much for tuning in and also for being part of our amazing community. So we would love to hear from you. So do not hesitate to share your ideas, feedback, topic recommendations, guest speaker suggestions, either through social media or through email. And let's create content that resonates with you. I'm your host, Naveen Samala, a lifelong learner. My goal is to have impactful conversations that improve not only your life, but also your career. Until next time, take care and stay inspired. Remember, the future holds great things because the best is yet to come. Goodbye for now. See you all in the next episode with another amazing guest. Take care.